You're listening to SBS News.
Laura Bramante knew something was wrong when she couldn't taste or smell her morning coffee a week ago. It was an intense loss of taste and smell like she had never experienced before. The 29-year-old tried at least three times to get tested in Melbourne, but was knocked back because she didn't fit the criteria.
The only symptom that I had, and they said to me that they'd actually never heard of the taste or smell symptom before, and that I won't sort of go ahead with getting me tested.
It was only after exaggerating other symptoms that she was eventually tested. The results came back positive and she's been in quarantine since. Melbourne ear, nose and throat surgeon Dr. Stephen Clyde says it's not an unusual symptom for the virus.
It's because the lining of the nose and sinuses is the same as the lining of the lungs, and it's that's the target organ that the virus initially attaches to.
Globally, it's more common than we think. A survey of 2,000 patients with a mild infection in South Korea found 15% had some degree of smell loss. In Germany, 2 in 3 confirmed cases have the condition known as anosmia. And in the UK, ear, nose and throat surgeons wrote a letter saying these patients may be some of the hidden carriers that have facilitated the rapid spread of COVID-19. As more Australian patients experience the condition, there are calls for the loss of sense of smell to be recognised as an official symptom here to identify those unwittingly carrying and potentially spreading the virus.
I would suggest that patients who've lost their sense of smell should be tested and isolated again. They should be treated as if they might be carrying the virus.
But Professor Bill Rawlinson, a senior medical virologist from UNSW, says more research is needed because it's not that common yet in Australia.
We are learning and it will present differently in different populations.
Most experts agree the testing criteria will be broadened depending on the number of kits and resources. Ideally, though, they won't be needed if everyone stays home. We'll be right back.